Frank probably had stated and unstated reasons for moving back to the United States and to San Francisco. For one, he inherited a small upholstery business. And it was no secret that a lively jazz revival was underway in one of the most tolerant and cosmopolitan cities in America. And he might have known that a dozen and a half New Orleans musicians of his generation were flourishing in the city. Interviewed by Richard Hadlock for the San Francisco Examiner in 1963, Goody said,
"I had to come back to be an American again. If I had stayed away any longer, I would have become another nationality. As for San Francisco, I came here once as a young boy and decided I would live in this beautiful city someday. So here I am."
Arriving on the Frisco coast, he dropped the tenor sax in favor of clarinet. His new sound was a strong contrast to his tenor style of the 30s. It was a style both old and new, oozing Louisiana Creole tradition, yet loose and swinging. And importantly, it was saleable in the vigorous New Orleans and West Coast jazz revival. This last mature clarinet style might just have been Goody's most original and distinctive, and I think that once he stepped into the clothing of a New Orleans Creole clarinet player, he found a fresh identity. His music soared to new levels of expression, character, and freedom. Here's more recollections of Goody from Bill Carter, author of Preservation Hall, Music from the Heart, and trombone players Bob Mielke and Bill Barden.
When he was here in the city, he had business cards, but it didn't say musician, it said upholsterer. So he still, I understand that all the New Orleans guys, most of them had trades.
Right, but his instinct to have that card and to have that, that also is part of his New Orleans background, I think, the way he went about it.
Uh-huh.
Bob Mielke.
Frank Goody had that suave, delightful Parisian gentleman's manner. And he also wore a beret. That was his headgear. And he stood very straight, marvelous posture. Really an impressive man. So he cut quite a figure. He was a musician's musician. He admired people who knew what they were doing and were well-schooled and so on. But he was more knowledgeable than a lot of people probably assumed.
He had a distinctive sound and a beautiful sound. It was a great pleasure to be able to work with him. He came to one of my rehearsals, and we were thrilled with his work.